From the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio, this is Olive with some of my original poems and some commentary about them. Ever since I could think, I've been thinking, and ever since I could write, I've been writing those thoughts. On my own, I've always had a difficult time expressing my emotions, thoughts, and opinions in a very upfront way, so I found a way to still have a voice even when I'm quiet and shy and I'm getting talked over all the time. I create things that I like to look at again, things that I can share with other people. I love to write poetry and songs and stories about magical creatures and far-off lands. I love to draw as well. I think it's really important to immerse yourself in other art forms besides the primary one that you're most comfortable with, because they're all connected in a way. I love to consume art as well, because to create, you have to consume. I find it so refreshing to see the way other people create art in their own forms. Over the past few years, I've gone through a lot emotionally, and this has connected me to expressing myself through poetry and writing deeper than ever. Poetry and music has been a very helpful way of organizing my thoughts and making them into something beautiful. These poems are my way of processing the difficult things currently going on in my life. They deal with the concept of grief and loss. For Youth Express, this is Olive. I'm 16 and in 10th grade at Lincoln Park Performing Arts Charter School. Thank you for listening. Green. I saw another flash of green again, another strand of maroon hair, another pair of dirty pink Crocs, another hand of chewed nails. Before, I would see yours and think nothing of them. They were just another one of those random quirky things about one of my friends that I wouldn't realize I loved so dearly until they were gone. I wouldn't be talking about that one time you shared your Cocoa Puffs with me, or your little plaid blanket, or your weighted stuffed dinosaur, or how you used to drink your Dr. Pepper flat. If you were still sitting across the table from me, if you still sang in that soft voice, if you were still disappearing into the bathroom during lunch, we wouldn't regret not saying anything before it was too late. I heard your favorite song again. It still made me cry. Did it used to make you cry? You used to tell me of the long sleepless nights, of the things you did that you regretted now. I would be telling you of the one regret I have, the one thing I regret not doing, not saying anything, because you were just another one of my quirky friends. But I can't tell you any of that now. I hope you're happy now, wherever you are. I hope you're not struggling anymore. I hope you have dogs and cats and goats and pigs. I hope you get to sing songs. I hope, when you died, you knew we loved you this much. I saw another flash of green again. Imagine another June. We crashed and burned, and now I don't know you anymore. I think it would help if I imagined another June. I thought we'd have summer. We both thought we'd have summer. But maybe if I just sleep through this month I'm dreading so much, we can have summer. Here we are. Here I am. Here you are. Laughing together, flowers, bugs, and grass. I made a mistake. You made a mistake. Roller coaster rides, sweat, darkening skies, and fireworks. This is what I want every summer, and every summer I live it by myself. It's never any fun by myself. That's why I imagine you. You with me. Salty skin, squinting over the burning asphalt. I don't really mind that your hands are sticky from the ice cream you shared, nor do I care that your hair is tangling in the breeze, that warm breeze. I heard your face freckles in the summer. I bet you look very pretty that way. But you made a mistake, and I made a mistake. I didn't have to stay so close all the time. Is it too late to go back? To go back to that summer we would have had? I will cry every time I see the calendar, every time I pass a flower field, and remember something that never happened. You and me, both of us. Let's imagine a summer different from the one we will spend alone. A July, an August, and a September. But first, the one I'm dreading most, let's imagine another June. My body is a temple. My body is supposedly a temple, but if that is the case, why do I always give myself up so willingly? Even after someone mistreats me, I do it again and again and again. By now, I am ruined, vandalized to the extent where these stains of paint and vomit and sweat and blood and fingerprints are not coming off no matter how hard I scrub. You won't be coming around anymore. Your traces will soon be covered by the stench of others, and how they, like you, will clutch onto the hems of my robe, tearing the worn linen, staining the weaving with their contaminated tears. How, just like you, will soak me up like a sponge, wanting to take more than the fingerprints they can give, than the odor they can leave. My body is supposedly a temple, and when I was built, I was tall and sparkling. I was golden and clean, and after a few visits, I started to lose my allure. But that's not what everyone else thought. How do I tell them? I am ugly, worn, tired, thin. My once sparkling walls are dimmed and smudged. But I don't think I'll say anything. Maybe one of these days, someone will notice that my heart has been broken 10 too many times. That one fingerprint right there is that of a crooked, unforgivable trespasser. Yes, I will wait until they notice, and my body will be torn down. I didn't take you for granted at first. I would slap myself and check my messages for every I love you, just to remind myself you are real. I think I do now, when you stand with me all morning holding my hand, when you breathe a sigh of contentment before falling asleep in my arms, and I look the other way. I take it all for granted, because of course you should be here when I need you, but when I feel most like I need someone, when I have cramps, when I'm scared of the entire world except you, the most you'll do is squeeze my hand and turn to your friends. I can't have everything when I need it, and I know you care. But you're not scared of everything. I hate to one-up you, but when you said you couldn't force out words, and you felt trapped inside your body, this is how I live my life. It's hard, isn't it? Yes, you may fall asleep on my shoulder, but I am so tired and I can never sleep. I cannot sleep when I know my fingernails look chewed and rotten, when my hair looks a mess, when my clothes look dirty. That's when I realize I'm sorry. We all have it pretty darn bad, don't we? I could have stayed at home for the next few years, I could have gone somewhere else. But no, I came here and I stumbled across you. When I remind myself this, I am sorry. I will not complain when I don't get everything I want. It's gotten to the point where I don't worry about you much anymore, and when I do, it's unrelated to me. You don't tell me about the sad part of your life. So that is what plagues me, you plague rat. That is why I cannot sleep. All I see are your ragged wings, your dull gray eyes, your tired mouth. I see beauty, but I see sadness. I don't know if I'll ever know what's in there. I just know of death. It must have been so hard for you, I couldn't understand. But, my dove, I will let you feel whatever it is you do, whyever you do. I will be right here.